I'm saved. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Not always treated it right. Not always enjoyed it. Not always done it right. And thought I had it all figured out.
Yeah.
I didn't. But I'm saved. Amen.
Amen.
Got on my knees one day at Grove Heights Baptist Church over off Knott Road. And, I was lost could be. I was the chief. Amen. And I got down there and I said, God saved me. And he did. And I got in Sunday school. Amen.
Yeah.
Got under some good teaching. Started learning. Started studying. Meditating. Reading. Praying. All the things you're supposed to do. Amen.
That's right.
And got in it. Jumped in. Both feet. And learned a lot. Still don't know a lot. Still going to learn every day. Amen.
Yeah.
But I come this way tonight just to share what God's gave me. And if you got your Bibles, turn to Jonah chapter 3. I'll be very honest with you tonight. I come this way to preach another message. And God don't change his mind. God's the same. He don't change anything. But I feel like tonight that we need to go a different way than if you see up here, I had it marked out that where I was going to take you through a trip. Amen. On prayer. And we are lacking prayer in our churches today. We need some passionate prayers. I remember they used to talk about the old prayer warriors. We don't have any old prayer warriors anymore that will just get down and get with God and make things happen just by praying. Amen.
Amen.
We need some of that.
Yeah.
But I want to preach that tonight. I want to preach Jonah chapter 3 to you tonight. I got a very special connection with Jonah in the last couple of years, year and a half now. And my wife asks me sometimes, do you know any other books besides Jonah? Because she's got to go with me everywhere we go. Well, she don't got to, but she chooses to. And I preach out of Jonah a lot, but I have a special connection with Jonah because I did what Jonah did. God had called me to preach, and I did that for a while, and it felt good, and I made it to the top, and I thought, man, this is it. I've evangelized, and I went here, and I went there, and I had a Bible where all the churches I'd went, and it was getting full, and I had to come over here. But one day I decided that I was going to give that up and quit that. That just wasn't for me, and it was too much work, too much trouble, too much trials. When you're a pastor or a preacher, Satan comes against you twice as hard because you're supposed to live twice as good. Amen? A pastor and a preacher is above just your regular congregation person. You say, I don't believe that. I believe that God holds us, preachers and pastors, to a different standard. Amen? We should look better, talk better, act better. Because if we can't do it, why do we expect the church to follow after us if we can't be the leader God wants us to be? And it was just too hard. I thought I was going to give it up. I was going to quit. But God wouldn't let me. I crawled in a hole. I told God I wasn't going to do it anymore. Anytime you don't want to do it, anytime you want to tell God you ain't going to do anything, He's not going to let it happen. Amen? And Jonah, chapter 1 of Jonah, God came to Jonah and gave him a special treat. Told him to go to preach to Nineveh. And he wouldn't do it. He went down and down and down. You heard that preached before. And I want to preach out of chapter 3. Maybe one of the best verses, I think, in the Bible. In verse 1. And the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise and go unto Nineveh, the great city, and preach unto the preacher that I bid thee. Do what I tell you to do, basically. So Jonah arose and he went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was exceedingly a great city, 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on a sackcloth from the greatest of them to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe for them, and covered him with sackcloth, and set in ashes. And he caused him to be proclaimed a plebiscite through Nineveh by the decree of king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything, let them not feed nor drink, But let man and beast cover with sackcloth and cry mighty unto God. Yea, let him turn everyone from his evil way, from the violence that is in their hands. And who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did not. And he did not. I really enjoy Jonah chapter 3 because I love the second chance God. Amen? He didn't throw the clay away. Amen? She said it a while ago. He takes it and he molds it over and over again. He molds you and he makes you into what he wants you to be. And sometimes we get stubborn. Amen? Sometimes we want to do it our way and my way, and it's about me and what I can do. But it's not. Amen? It's about what God can do through us. Amen? And I'm glad that God gives us second chances, that sometimes when we want to give up, we want to get out, we want to just throw our hands up and say, forget it. Amen? Yes, sir. Everybody always looks at me like that I'm saying something foreign to you. I believe that we're all the same. We're all made out of the dust of the earth. I don't think I have any feelings in my life that you don't have in your life, maybe at different times, but we always have these things come against us that don't make us feel very good. So I want to say tonight, we're the same. I may look different, I may act different, I may talk different, but we're the same. We're all made out of the dust, amen? God formed Adam out of the dust, and he took the rib out of Adam, and he made woman, and we're the same, amen? So we're so much the same that we're together, amen? So when I say things that I'm going through, I know that you go through them. Whether you admit to it or not, whether you want to amen it or not, I know you go through them. So I know when things come against you, you want to throw your hands up and you want to quit. You want to give in. When it gets hard, when times get hard and things ain't going like it's supposed to do at church, and things ain't going like it's supposed to at work, and things ain't going like it's supposed to in our personal life, I know that you want to throw your hands up and say, forget it. What's the use? What's it worth? Why? I know. I've been there. And so was Jonah. And Jonah wanted to go a different way. And Jonah wanted to do what Jonah wanted to do. And every one of us has been in them shoes of Jonah, that we wanted to get away from the church. Can I tell you tonight that that's not the answer? Getting away from the church will make everything twice as hard. It'll multiply it 10 times. It'll be just the same problem, but multiplied by 10 times. Getting away from God is not the answer. The Bible says, draw nigh near to God, and the Satan will flee from you. Draw nigh to me. Come close to me. Get close to me. That's the answer. Not running, not throwing our hands up, not giving up, but doing what the Word of God says. If Jonah would have just did the thing the first time, they might not have been to chapter 3. Amen? Just mind the Lord the first time. Amen? Just do what he says the first time he says it. Amen? But I know life is hard. Trust me, life is hard. Things come against you. Unexpected things most of the time, because you got everything figured out. You got the bills paid, and you got the car payments paid, and you paid the light bill, and you paid the house payment, and you got everything just right, just so, and everything's just going along just like it's supposed to. But it's always that train wreck heading towards you that you don't know about. It's always that unexpected thing, amen, that'll make you run from God, that'll make you give up on God, that'll make you just say, forget it. I don't want to do it anymore, God. I don't want to go to Nineveh. I don't want to go over there. I want to go over here. It's easier on this way. Everything that Jonah did from the time that he didn't do what God told him to do got harder, harder, and harder. He went down, down, down. He got farther away from God. He got farther away from the Spirit. He got a waif. He even got up swallowed by a whale. Amen? That's not just some fairy tale, by the way. That's a true living Word of God that tells us that was true, amen. That ain't just some book that we read when we was little kids. It's true. It's not just something your Sunday school teacher makes up and just tell you. That's a true story from the King James Bible, amen. That is true, amen. And he got away from God. He thought everything was going to be all right. And then it cost him everything. It cost him everything. And he got in that belly of the whale and he cried. He got down and he got earnest with God. Finally got to a point where it wasn't going to work anymore. What he was doing wasn't going to work anymore. And I'll tell you tonight, that's what happens to us. We come to church, And we do this thing over and over and over and over, and we think we got it figured out, and we think that we can work it out and figure it out, and we can just pray through it and go through it. It'll be all right. But we never get down, and we never get earnest with God, and we never give it to God. We never lay it down on an altar somewhere and say, God, it's yours. I tried it my way. I did what I thought was right, but it didn't work. But in chapter 3, the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time. You can never go so far out that God can't bring you back home. Amen? I know sometimes it feels like you get so far out and you get so far away from God that there's no way you could come back home. Amen? But there is. God's standing right in the same spot you left Him. Amen? He never moved. You're the one that moved. He never moved. He's always been there. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'll be with you always. Amen? And there he was in the belly of the whale when Jonah cried out. All Jonah had to do was cry out. I'll tell you tonight, we need to cry out. We need our church members tonight to cry out. We need some Christian people to cry out. We need some people to get down and get earnest with God and quit pretending that everything's all right. I've done it. I've come in the back of the door with that fake Christian smile on, thinking they'll never know what's going on the backside. They'll never know what's happening at the house. They'll never know what's really down and deep in my heart because I got this smile and they think everything's all right. I got this tie on and I look like the church members and I act like the church members and I pretend like everything's okay because I don't want you to know what's going on really in my life. But when we really want something to change in our life, we got to get down and get honest with God, not each other. It don't matter if we lie to each other, but it's about getting honest with God. And getting down in the belly of the well and getting honest with God and crying out, making a cry to God and say, God, change this situation. Amen. God can do it. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Amen. He'll give you the very desires of your heart. Now, your desires have to line up with His desires. It can't be something, God will not be mocked. It's not that He's going to give you a yacht over on the river. Amen. It has to be the desires of your heart and that'll line up with Him. But we need some good people to get down and get honest with God and say, God, I'm broken. God, I'm broken. You ever been broken? You ever been broken? You ever just felt like everything, that anything and everything could come against you has come against you? You ever got down and thought, man, I've done everything that I'm supposed to do and I'm living the life that I'm supposed to live. But why does bad things happen to good people? That's what my little boy asked me one time. I said, I don't know, but sometimes good things happen to good people. Sometimes good things happen to bad people. I don't know. I don't know the answer, but I know that the answer is not throwing your hands up and giving up and giving in. There's a fight to be fought. Amen? We're in a battle. Not with each other, but with the spiritual things of the devil in the world that when we think we got him blocked out, that he finds another way in. We lock the back doors, he'll find a side door to come in. We lock the side door, he'll come up through the basement. We lock the basement door, he'll come through the roof. Amen? We're in a battle. We need some good Christian people to get honest, get right with God, live a holy life. Amen? There's nothing wrong. I know it's not preached anymore. There's nothing wrong with living a holy life. Abstaining from all appearing of evil. Not being just like the world. Not talking like the world. Not looking like the world. Amen? I'm talking about living holy. Being different. Amen? There's nothing wrong with that. I know it's not preached anymore, but there's still nothing wrong with it. Amen? And Jonah, the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time and gave him a second chance. Thank God for second chances. And maybe even thank God for third and fourth and fifth chances. Amen? Because I've let him down so many times, I don't know what chance I'm on. Amen? And every time I've let him down, I've noticed that every time I've let him down, it's because I want to do what Chris wants to do. I want to do what the flesh wants to do. I've never let him down praying. I've never let him down preaching. I've never let him down praising. I've never let him down in the choir, singing in the choir. It's always when I've let him down, I've let him down because I'm in the flesh and I want to do what the flesh wants to do. And I want to do what feels good. And that's what Jonah wanted to do. He wanted to go find out what felt good, amen. He didn't want to do what God wanted to do. The story of Jonah is not about Jonah. The story of Jonah is not about Nineveh. The story of Jonah is not about the whale. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about the Lord God Almighty, amen. And the forgiveness that he gave, amen. Jonah's just in the story. Nineveh's just in the story. The whale's just in the story. The story, the only story, is Jesus Christ dying on a cross, being crucified for lost people, they could be saved.
That's the story. God. God is mentioned more in this book than Nineveh or Jonah or the whale. Search it out. God has been mentioned more in this book than any of them, because the book's about God. And it's time for us as church members, whether church members here or over the hill, we're Christians all alike, amen, to live right and walk right and talk right and get down, get honest with God and say, God, I'm broken. I need your help. Amen. Getting down in the belly of the well and crying out and saying, God, I can't do it anymore. I can't pretend anymore. I can't do this anymore. I got to get real with you, God. I got to get down and get real. Amen. I can't understand this world that we're living in, that everything's a lie and that everything's deceitful and everything's there's descriptions in it and it's a secret and you got to figure it out and nothing's plain, nothing's just there. It's always it's like one of them puzzles. You have to go over here and go in this hole and come out and come over here, and then when you finally get to it, you figure out that's the root of the problem. That's what it is. Well, I don't know why we just can't be plain anymore and get down and get honest with God and say, God, I need you. God, I gotta have you. I can't make it without you. I can't walk out the doors without you. I need you. I don't know why we can't be honest with God. Amen. Worry about what people on Facebook might think. Amen. Worry about what church members might say. I don't know why we're so worried about what everybody else worries about. When the only person that really matters in your life is God Almighty. Amen. That's the only person that really matters in your life is God. But we're so worried about what people think about us. And I don't want to tell you my problem, because you might look down on me. And you ever thought you might tell somebody your problem? They might have the answer. Amen. They might say, yeah, I've been through that. That's what church used to be about, is being fellowship, but not forsaking yourself, assembling yourself together, that maybe you're going through something that I'm going through, and we get together and we figure this thing out, and we both can work it out, and we can figure it out, amen? But we've got to the point now that we don't want to even bear each other's burden. The Bible says you're supposed to pray for each other, amen? But we've got to the point that we don't want to be so honest, we don't even want to tell each other what's going on in each other's life, amen? We'll tell everybody in the world. We'll put it out there for everybody in the world, but we won't tell our pastor. We'll put it out there for everybody to see on Facebook, but we won't tell our spouse. Amen? We'll put it out there on that social media site somewhere that you're having issues or troubles, but you won't tell your church members. Amen? You don't have no confidence in them to pray for you anymore. It's a shame. It's a shame. It's time for us to get honest with God. To get down in the, if it takes you getting down in the belly of the well and crying out, God, I need a second chance. God, I need a do-over. God, I need to try again, amen? I need to back up and punt just one more time to see. Something just ain't quite right. Somewhere I was walking the straight and narrow, and somewhere I got off just a little bit. And I need to back up and get back on the straight and narrow. I've been there. I thought I was so far out in the water that I couldn't turn around, and God couldn't save me. But I remember that I serve a God that can walk on water, amen? And I felt like I was drowning. I felt like I just got out of church. I was mad at the church. I was mad at the situations. I figured out everything. Even my little boy come to me. He said, why don't we go to church anymore? I said, I'm mad at them people. We're not going down there, amen? Well, why don't we go to another one? Well, that's a good answer, but we're not going there either, amen? But I felt like I got out, and I got in on the water, and I just felt like that the water was just overtaking me, and I remember that my God walks on water. Amen. I couldn't even get away from him in the water, amen? Crawled up in a hole in my bedroom, shut the door, tried to get depressed, tried to give up, and there he was in the bed with me. And all he would say was preach. And then I lost my son to overdose of heroin. I'm sitting at a funeral of my son in a casket on the front row of the Minot's funeral home. Backslid. And got down and tried to talk to God. And all God would say was preach, 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 preach. And I'd talk to him for a minute, and I'd cry. I had a lot of emotion. There's nothing wrong with emotional prayers, but God don't hear that no more than he does anything else. It's the emotion don't make God hear you more, because you scream and holler. Don't make him, because you stand up or pray or kneel. That don't make God hear you more. But God heard me that day. And he said, get up, my son, and go preach. I don't know why he chose that day. I don't know why it was that pew at that funeral home at that time. My son had plenty of opportunities to live for the Lord. He was saved. He knew better. I don't believe God took him for any reason to punish me. That's not what a lot of people think. That's why I say that. But I don't think he did it to himself. God gave him plenty of opportunities to live for God. He knew better. He'd been raised in a Christian home. But he chose his path. And I don't think God punished me by taking my son by any means. You know, Job didn't do any sin. God took everything Job had, but it ain't because Job was backslid, amen. But I think that day when I was sitting there on that pew and God said, the word of the Lord came to Chris the second time. Here's your separate opportunity. Here it is. I'm going to give it to you. Had to get up, had to go right, had to go make it right with New Victory, make it right with Rusty Sharp. I'd said some things to him that I shouldn't have said and had to swallow my pride. Wasn't easy, but it was good. It was good for me to go make it right. And I said all that tonight to say this. I don't know how you sit here tonight. And I had a different message for you tonight, but God knows your hearts. And God knows your minds. God knows where you're at with him tonight. And I don't know if you need a second chance or if you just need to get out on an altar somewhere and cry out. How long has it been since the altar's had some tears on it, amen? That's a language God understands. Romans chapter 8 said we don't even know how to pray unless the Spirit bids us, amen. How long has it been you got all the preconceived notions out of your head or the words that you normally repeat or them big fancy King James words that you know how to say down on an altar somewhere? How long has it been when you just got down and got honest with God and just you and him made a connection? You ever been down and praying and you know that you got a hold of the throne room of grace and you know he's listening and you can feel it and you don't hear yourself pray anymore? Usually when you're down here praying, you can hear yourself saying words and you're thinking them and saying them and thinking them. But somehow when you get a hold of the throne room, you don't hear yourself anymore. And you start saying things, you don't hold back. It's not a pretend thing. You're not making up anything. It's just you and God. It may be a house full, but it's just you and God. I think that's what we need tonight. We need some people to get down and get honest with God and get on an altar somewhere. Go into your secret room somewhere. Get alone by yourself somewhere and say, God, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been wanting to give this thing up. I've been wanting to quit. What can I do? Or God, I've already quit. I come to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday, but I quit 6 months ago. Amen? I've sat on the pew for 6 months, not even thinking about what's going on at the church. I'm there. I give my $2 in the offering plate. Amen? But I've not really been there. My spirit wasn't there. Amen? I've been there. You say, well how do you know these things? Because I've been there. I'm not preaching to you anything that's different from you than me. Amen? I've done it. I've lived it. I got the t-shirt, amen? I know. It gets hard. I know you want to give up. I know you want to run from what God's calling you to do. God was telling Jonah to go to a city that he didn't want to go to for a lot of reasons, amen? I don't want to get in all of them, but it wasn't a very easy place to go to be the preacher, amen? It wasn't just going to be able to walk in a church that's air conditioned and them hand you a water and you got a pulpit and you get treated the way that I've got treated tonight. It wasn't going to happen that way for Jonah. And I know sometimes that it's not that easy to get up and come to church and live for God. But it's worth it, amen. It's worth it, amen. There's no other way. Nothing else is going to work. And you may get in this church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday and pray over and over for the same person. Keep praying. Keep praying. God is listening. Keep praying. He's working on the other side. Keep praying. Don't give up. Thank God nobody gave up on me. Thank God somebody stood in an altar somewhere and said, Chris Ridings, remember Chris Ridings, he is wicked. He needs to be saved. Thank God somebody stood up and said, remember Chris Ridings. But thank God they didn't give up. Thank God they didn't give in. Because it worked. It worked. But I know it gets hard. I know you want to turn around. You want to run from Nineveh. I know you don't want to live for God. I know sometimes it's not easy. But it's worth it. For your kids' sake. For your wife or your husband's sake. for your mom or your dad's sake, your aunt or your uncle, your cousins, amen? People that watch you and live, your daughters, your sons, your people at work, amen? That see you live this thing day after day through thick and thin. Then people that look at you and say, why in the world are you still serving that God after he treated you that way? You can say, God is good, amen? Amen. God is good. It's worth it. But I think we need some honesty tonight. Honesty with ourselves. Jonah needed some honesty. And the word of the Lord came to him the second time. And he didn't hesitate. He made a 3-day journey in one day, amen? He went and did what God told him to do. And God did what he said he would do. God is faithful. He's never made a promise that he's going to let us down on. He's going to answer every promise he's ever promised us. Never lied to us. Never said this thing was going to be easy. I don't find that anywhere he told me it was going to be easy. Matter of fact, he told me it was going to be hard. Sometimes you're just going to have to wipe the dust off your feet and find you somewhere else to go, amen? That's all right. But find you somewhere else to go, amen? Amen? I'm not talking about church membership. I'm talking about being a Christian, amen? I'm talking about looking for God, looking for the answers from God. God has got all the answers, amen? Getting down and getting honest with God. And I think that's what we need tonight. That's what I had to do. And I had to go back to the church that I'd done it against. And I had to get honest with them. And I had to get honest with people, each and individual person that I'd hurt. And I had to make it right. Wasn't easy. The flesh in me didn't want to do it. The man of me didn't want to do it. But the Christian in me said, you got to do it. You got to go back before you can go forward. Amen? Amen. He told me, he said, you got to be faithful to a pew before you can have a pulpit. If I can't even be faithful to a pew at a church where I'm supposed to be a member at, where I'm supposed to be helping out in any way I can, how in the world do I expect God to ever be let me stand behind this sacred desk if I can't be faithful to that? And I had to make it right. I had to get honest with God. And I learned that day that being honest is the best key. Amen? Lies just lead more lies. Pretending just leads to more pretending. Oh, everything's all right. I'm going okay. You just know when people tell you, oh, I'm doing pretty good. No, they're not. Something's wrong. Something ain't right. They got some deep hurt. They got something going on. But they got it all worked out. They're going to figure it out. And they don't really need to come to an altar. That's for the lost people. That's for people just to get saved. No. And that's what tonight I just want to leave you with. It's never too late to get honest with God. I stood in front of 500 people one time in Pigeon Forge at a youth conference, trying to direct a message to youth. And a 63-year-old deacon's wife come down and got saved. And I thought she was saved. She was a deacon's wife. She was a Sunday school teacher. She realized that morning, not by me, but by the Word of God, that she had been pretending. I don't know why I'm saying this. That she would have been acting. She had it down to an art. She could pretend better than some of the best of the real ones, amen? She was probably more faithful than some of the real ones, amen? Now, I don't know why I'm going this way with it. I'm going to hush her in a second, turn it back over to Josh, but it's time to get honest with God. Don't matter what I think about you. Don't matter what you think about me. Don't matter what we look like or what we're dressed like or how our hair is. What's deep down inside of you? Are you saved? Amen?
Amen.
How are you saved? Are you saved? Have you ever got on your knees and asked God to save you? You say, well, I was at a church one time and this happened. No. Did you get saved? Where I was over here and I said these words and I repeated after this guy and he said this and I said that and I believe that was it. No. Are you saved? Amen?
Amen.
You had to get honest. Get honest. Jonah had to get honest. It took a lot to get him honest. Took a situation, put him in the belly of a whale, down a deep, dark, in hell, basically. I hope that ain't what it's going to take tonight to get you honest with God. There's nothing wrong with getting down. It's not admitting weakness. Matter of fact, the weaker you are, the stronger he can be. Amen?
Yes,
you are weak. We are weak. We're weak vessels. We're easily tempted. We're easily turned away. Satan can just hold out something in front of us, and we're like little mice. We'll just fall it right along. Amen? There's nothing wrong with coming down to an altar and say, God, I need you. It's not for my benefit. It's not for your pastor's benefit. It's not that we can get glory because we see people come to the altar. It's because we want you to come in the back doors one way, and we preach or we say something or do something, and when we all leave here, we're changed in some way, somehow, that we came in one way and we left another way. But if we just keep coming in and keep getting coming in and going out the same way that we came in, and never let this change us, never let this move us, never let this get us emotional, never let this change our life or teach us something or preach us something, and never let it change the way that we're living or the way that we're talking, and we never let it do what it's supposed to do, then what's the point of coming in and out and in and out unless we let it change what we are? Amen. We got to be changed. And the only way to do that is get down and get honest with God. Get honest with God. Thank God for second chances. Amen. Thank God he didn't throw the clay away. He just made it over again. Amen. I appreciate your attention tonight. Appreciate the opportunity. Don't get it a lot.